KJ's Country 104.7 FM. Good morning. It is 7:35. Cloud, scattered showers, 36 degrees. And as mentioned this morning, State Representative Peter Battaglia is up early this morning. He's joining us on the show. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Kevin. And yeah, it's kind of a different day when you wake up and it's dark like this.
But, I know.
Yeah. It's pretty interesting in my office how many calls I get from people that don't like the time change.
I heard a lot about that over the weekend. There was a lot of news stories out there about maybe doing away with it or changing it somehow. But we'll enjoy it when we get that weather in those late nights.
You bet. Yeah. Well, hey, Kevin, thanks for putting me on today. And I'm just going to put a public notice out there. We actually put a press release out, and I know a lot of folks are picking it up. I have been considered to run for the congressional seat in the 1st District, which is replacing Congressman Banaschek as he retires. And I've spent about 14 months traveling around the district, and we are not going to be doing it. We had a little family decision and realized that right now in my life it's not the perfect timing to do that. So what we're going to be doing is getting behind the like-minded conservative candidates throughout the North. As I've mentioned before, I'm the chair of the Northern Caucus, right. So we're going to be out there getting like-minded people elected, and in about 3 weeks or a month, I'm going to be endorsing in that 1st congressional district after I have a chance to sit down and talk to all the candidates and then move things forward.
Wow, all right. Yeah, I know the news had been out there about the possibility of you running. I thought you'd made a fine candidate, but I know that you got a lot of fish to fry right now, so to speak.
You're right. You know, and Kevin, it's a daunting district. It's 32 and a half counties, a bridge, two time zones, and I've always said a couple of different languages. And you got to have a grasp of the whole area, and I believe I have that. And the candidate I ultimately will end up supporting will be of that like mind, too. So that's what it is. Okay. I just like the folks out there that have obviously been encouraging me and supporting me, and people like yourself just trying to get the word out.
Yeah, indeed. Well, you do a great job of that, and I know your term limited out at the end of this year, or at the end of this term, so we're going to hope to talk to you as much as we can, and hopefully keep in touch with you even after that. I know, as I mentioned, you'll probably be busy with area happenings also. So
you're absolutely right, and my devotion to finishing up my term by representing the people 106 is strong, so I will be there. I'm not going away.
Very good. Peter, we'll let you get back to work this morning, and we will catch up with you somewhere in the near future.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.